Alright. Hey everyone, this is Aaron Kecker from Oz Acoustic backstage with Blower and Mark from Hinder. How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
How does it feel to be touring again?
Feels good.
Yeah, it's great. We were up in Vancouver doing the album for we were up there almost 4 months, so all that hard work in there, now we get to finally play it live, so this is great.
Back to drinking and getting to see some beautiful chicks after the show.
Yeah, like Aretha, right? What's your favorite thing about touring?
Probably the party.
Yeah, and I just love, when I was a little kid even, I told my parents, I just want to see every city in the nation, if not, the world. And now the fact that I get to do that is just amazing for me, even though you don't always get to see them every day, but days off when you're, I never thought I'd come to Chicago even, so it's cool just to see new places all the time.
You can read on the Smoking Gun's website about various bands and musicians' backstage food and drink requests. What are some of Hinder's requests?
Booze, and more booze.
Yeah, cups and ice. We're very, very easy to please. Ice mixers and booze.
Jaeger, I think, too, right?
Jaeger's
there? Yeah, we got a new Jaeger machine for the bus. Holds a little bit more Jaeger this time, so.
Practicing on the bus?
Yeah, actually, that's how we pretty much wrote every song that we've done. If it doesn't sound good on acoustic first, then it doesn't sound good as a full band. So
exactly.
Acoustic is definitely a key.
What bands or musicians inspire?
I'd say collectively probably Guns N' Roses, for myself, Aerosmith, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, just the classics.
You guys met Axl yet?
No. We actually we turned down that tour because we knew he was going to cancel over half the shows, and he just kind of shows up between us. So we didn't want to treat our fans like that, so we never thought we would be able to say we turned down a Guns N' Roses tour.
All right. I noticed on Hinder's website, MySpace page, that your new album will be released on November 4th. Is there a symbolic reason that Hinder could be released and take it to the limit on presidential election day?
Go out. I guess you can't go get booze on that day. That sucks. But go out, vote, pick up our album. Makes sense.
Vote for Hinder.
Talking politics can be a very heated debate. Does Hinder distance himself from all that?
Yeah, honestly, we just don't have time to get into politics, being on the road all the time. So I know who they are. I don't really know what most of them stand for. So I need to do some studying before I go vote.
We like to talk about just the fun of rock and roll.
Yeah.
You don't have to get all the seriousness involved in it.
All right. Besides Take It to the Limit, Thing for You, Running in the Rain, and Use Me, what additional songs are going to be on the new album?
I just went blank.
Did you say Thing for You? That was the one that we were playing.
Yeah, I think that what you guys said last year, that was probably going to be on this new
album. That'll be on there. There's going to be 11 songs total, and then we also recorded some B-sides that'll be special through iTunes and Walmart and wherever you pick up your album. But
yeah, we've got 4 ballads. The rest are just in your face. It's going to be another fun one. So we got a song called Up All Night. Six noises in the beginning of it. I think you guys will enjoy some of that. It's going to be another fun one.
Mick Mars laid down a solo for us, too.
Yeah, for Take It to the Limit.
Yep. Title track. So that's pretty rad.
Now, Take It to the Limit. Now, that's your guys wrote that song. It's not the Eagles.
Right. It's a new song.
No.
I don't even know the Eagles song. I should really look into that.
Yeah.
Does everyone ask you about that?
Oh, yeah. Always comes up.
Extreme Behavior reached multi-platinum. Do you think Take It to the Limit will reach platinum status?
We always hope.
Yeah, exactly.
We always hope. We're getting a good response with Use Me right now. So I think if everything goes as planned, we'll be hopefully doing just as well or better is the idea.
Performance in January 2007 at the Congress. Austin and Mark Hinder played at a pizza place in Chicago. What was the name of that pizza place?
We just talked about this.
Was it
O'Malley's?
Is it O'Malley's?
I don't know.
I think
it was O'Malley's.
We just heard a story about that. I guess back then we got paid $50 and they gave us a case of beer. And the promoter afterwards told our tour manager that we weren't worth it. We weren't worth a case of beer and the $50.
Crazy.
Now we're here. Yeah, really.
So Hinder has had a drastic upward swing since that pizza place. So are you guys surprised by the success of Hinder?
I wouldn't say surprised. We're all you know, we know that we're lucky to be in the position that we're at. We know we're blessed, and we don't take it for granted. But I wouldn't say we're surprised by it, because, you know, we worked hard for it. We wanted this for since we were little kiddos, probably. So
yeah, we've definitely worked our asses off to get to where we are right now. So we're never going to be satisfied. We're always going to keep, you know, take it to the next level. And
you're going to take it to the limit.
Oh, plug it.
I read online that Lips of the Ninja was almost shelved from Extreme Behavior by the label. Why was it almost shelved?
Oh, Tom. he's gotten so much shit from this story. Yeah, he listened to it and thought it was a B-side and didn't even want to put it in the album. We told him to F off and put it on there. Now he's shooting himself in the foot. Well, no, now he's claiming, oh, I liked it since the beginning and everything like that. So, yeah, it was funny.
Well, Hinder released videos like Better Than Me, Lips of an Angel, Born to Be Wild, and Get Stoned. How come Hinder never released videos of How Long or Bliss?
Just never came around. Like, I don't know, like, videos... Actually, we're going to go shoot one tomorrow in L.A., but videos don't get played enough, so it's kind of hard to put, you know, invest that much money into something that's never going to get played. So,
plus, we're always busy just touring and playing shows damn near every day, so... just never got fit into the schedule, I guess.
Well, see, I like to go online and download the guys' videos because, you know, they're entertaining.
I love videos.
You got that aspect. Now it's not on MTV as much. You know, people can go and buy it.
Right.
Which is kind of nice. So, since you're talking about Mark, are you guys shooting a video for Take It to the Limit?
For Use Me.
Use Me.
Yeah, we're going to fly out to L.A. early.
Cars and hang out with naked women all day tomorrow, so it's going to be a rough day.
I do not recall ever hearing an announcement on TV or online that Hinder was going to play on a late night talk show. Why do you think that's the case?
What was it that we haven't?
Yeah, I don't think you guys ever.
Yeah, we played a few. We played Conan, we got to play Jay Leno, and the other one on CBS. Not Dave, but the guy after Ferguson.
Like, it was a year or so ago, you guys were station and you decided to try and smash a guitar over your head. You remember that?
Yeah. Boy, that was a couple of years ago. We were in Flint, Michigan, and it was Mike's bass, acoustic bass. Just decided, someone had a camera and decided to crack it over my head. I think the funniest reaction was Cody's, because he thought I had, like, knocked out or something, so he was immediately there to catch me. We do lots of dumb shit, and we just get really bored out on the road, so I like to entertain on and off stage.
That was very entertaining. It's the funniest thing was when Austin started for no reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, man. The moment that Hinder is about to enter the stage, and you hear the crowd screaming Austin or Hinder's name, what is your guys' reaction?
Describe it. It's crazy.
It gets you pumped up every time. Like, it'll never get old, that's for sure.
Yep. Basically, like, all the other bullshit and everything that goes off just kind of completely disappears whenever that starts, and it just, you know, able to play the music in front of, you know, that many people, and then watching their faces, you know, have a good time and everything. It's unreal.
What do you guys think about when people are singing lyrics? You guys are like, wow.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Shit, yeah.
That's it.
All right, guys. I'll see you later this evening. And so, thanks a lot.
Cool, man. All right, man. Yeah. All right. Shit, yeah, well, hang out. You guys enjoy the show.